Fasten your seatbelt and turn up the radio. We're going on a road trip. I'm Glenn Moberg, and today on Route 51, the subject is the 22nd annual Badger State Winter Games, which continue this weekend and culminate in the Wausau area the weekend of February 5th with the torch lighting ceremony and winter festival downtown. The game started in Wausau in 1989, attracting a large crowd that year despite sub-zero temperatures. And year after year, the games grew, with more than 6,000 athletes competing at their peak in the late 90s. The games also expanded to three weekends instead of just one, and some events being scheduled in communities outside the Wausau area, from Oshkosh to Madison to Milwaukee. The games have survived despite sub-zero temperatures some years, and unseasonable warmth and lack of snow on others. But this year may mark a turning point, with a decision by the Wausau Central Wisconsin Convention and Visitors Bureau to stop sponsoring Wausau as the host community after this year. Darren Schaefer, the executive director of that organization, cited the scheduling of more events outside the Wausau area and declining participation, revenue, and hotel reservations for the financial decision. Mr. Schaefer is with us today, along with Perrin Nicholas, the Director of Development for the Wisconsin Sports Development Corporation, the nonprofit organization that manages the games. Now, as always, we want to hear from you. If you have an opinion on the future of the games, if you're an athlete, a volunteer, a supporter, or a local businessman, give us a call at 261-6371 or 1-800-780-9742. We'll put you on the air. Again, that's 261-6371 if you're in the Wausau area, or toll-free from anywhere you're listening at 1-800-780-9742. Darren and Perrin, I'm going to have to be careful with my consonants today. Thanks to both of you for being with us.
Thank you.
Perrin, let's start out with the Wisconsin Sports Development Corporation. Exactly what is that and how is it organized?
Well, I appreciate the initial question of familiarizing the listeners a little bit with who the WSDC, as we refer to ourselves, who we are. We are a nonprofit organization. Our history goes back to the beginnings of the Badger State Games, of which we have both the Summer Games and the Winter Games.
And were you involved with the games from their start in 1989?
I'm a little too young to go back that far. I've only been with our organization for the past 2 years. So my previous experience was working in the private sector for the most part. So I've been around for just a couple of years. But our organization is a nonprofit. There are just nine of us in our office in Madison. We do have interns that come and go. We currently have a small army of three who are unpaid interns, but they are getting credit for their experience. In addition to the Winter Games, our organization also manages the Badger State Summer Games.
And that's a relatively recent phenomenon, or at least it hasn't been around as long as the Winter Games have.
Actually, no, it's been around a little bit longer.
Oh, really?
Yes. The games got their start, the Summer Games, back in 1985. What happened was a group of leaders from Wisconsin had tried to attract a national sports festival to Wisconsin. And that was a failed bid. We didn't win that that event. But all of the pieces and parts had been put in place, and folks said, you know, why don't we have a sports festival anyway? And that gave rise to the Badger State Summer Games. That was so successful that 5 years later or 4 years later, folks said, well, gee, why don't we try a Winter Games as well? And so that's when actually in 1988, the first discussions happened between some business leaders in Madison with our organization and some business leaders in the Wausau area and said, hey, what can we do? And enthusiasm was so great that they actually moved up the 3-year planning timeline that had
I know here in the Wausau area, Lauren Jorstad Jim Force were two of the forces behind those Winter Games. I just learned something. I had no idea that the Summer Games preceded the Winter Games. Mm-hmm. Although, Darren, there have been Winter Games and festivals in the Wausau area going all the way back to the 20s, from what I understand.
And that's why the Wausau area was such a great choice to be the host for the Winter Games, because, as early as the late 20s, we've had events here under the name of the Winter Frolic. It's something, a name that a lot of people might be familiar with. And we have a proud history of hosting winter sports competitions.
How dependent, Perrin, are the games on the money coming from the Wausau Central Wisconsin Convention Visitors Bureau, and Marathon County also pitches in some money?
Well, it is a pivotal part of how the games came to be and how the financial support for the games was developed to be supportive over the long haul. If we look back at the history, originally, for the first 10 or 12 years, the games had a strong support from a group of local sponsors and statewide sponsors. And the local group was actually called the Medallion Club. And that's what guys like Lauren and Jim and others had put together to really support from a local perspective. Then after the first 10 or 12 years, the participation had gotten to a certain point where folks that were involved said, you know, we got a really good thing going on here. The games had grown to be nationally recognized as the largest Winter Olympic sports festival in the country, if not the world. It's interesting to note that the International Olympics, which will be in Vancouver in late in February, will attract about 1,200 athletes. With our event, you know, we've different numbers, different years, but you're looking at 3-4 times that number. Of course, the International Olympics attract the best athletes in the world. We like to say we attract the best athletes in Wisconsin. So that funding mechanism is
certainly the most
very
enthusiastic
important.
Athletes, if not always the best. Well, Darren, you're paying, and correct me if I've got the figures wrong, $76,000 a year for the right to serve as the host city. Is that accurate?
Yeah, this year we'll be paying just over $76,000 for the host fee.
And Marathon County is putting up another $30,000?
Yes.
And where
they
does
do that in-kind services and in return for facility fees.
Where does the money come from for the Convention and Visitors Bureau?
Well, this goes back actually 10 years. 1999, there was a situation where the Medallion Club had ceased to exist, and there wasn't. A funding mechanism in place. Sponsorship fees at that point locally had kind of dried up. We'd seen a number of businesses say, listen, we've supported this event for 10 years. It all seems to be going great. But if you have enough of those organizations all saying it at the same time, we were in a situation where we didn't have a funding source and we didn't have a contract in place. And so that's when the Convention and Visitors Bureau was the organization that stepped forward, approached each of the municipalities and said, listen, we have a proposal. This is why we should do it. Here are those economic impact numbers. Here's a way for us to retain the games. And signed agreements with each municipality to set aside 0.5% of room tax specifically for
all
the
that. All that
games.
Money comes from hotel reservations.
That's correct.
Are you generating enough money with the hotel revenue to produce that $76,000?
From
that would be throughout the year.
In terms of, are you generating enough money with the hotel revenue from the games to justify taking that $76,000 and giving it to the Wisconsin Sports Development Corporation?
No, no one event. We don't have enough rooms in our market. We have about 2,200 rooms in the Wausau market, and there's no way to generate enough room tax just inside the one event to generate those kind of funds. But over the course of the year, that 0.5% does accumulate enough to cover those host fees.
It's actually a very ingenious model, and when the Badger State Games are having discussions with other states that are in the National Congress of State Games or the State Games of America, other states actually look at the Badger State Winter Games and say, man, wouldn't it be fantastic if our state could have a funding mechanism that's like that? Because what happens then is through this little 0.5% tax on a room night throughout the course of the year, a base level of funding support is generated, and no local business person or individual is, pardon the word or the pun, but taxed or burdened in the process. And then additionally, and this kind of gets to the spirit of what the games have been about in Wisconsin as they've become a tradition, with the grant dollars that are provided by Marathon County, essentially that gets turned right on back. So while grant dollars are given to us, we pay them right back. So it is a wash. And the reason that happens is so that the facilities can become available to people and that the games can exist.
Well, we have the mechanism for generating the money. We have the history and heritage of the games being in the Wausau area. Darren, what factors led you to decide to pull the support of the organization?
Well, we signed this agreement 10 years ago, and in 10 years, a lot has changed. We've changed as a destination, and over that time, the games themselves have changed in scope and new events and where those events are held. And so knowing that we had a contract that was coming due, we've really spent the last year holding numerous meetings, and we met with facilities, commissioners, stakeholders, municipal representatives on this committee, and did a lot of due diligence because we realized we've got a great history here. There's a lot of, emotional involvement, a lot of pride from a number of people that have been involved with the games during that time. We have commissioners that have been, involved in their individual sports for over 20 years. So it certainly wasn't something we took lightly. But when we took a look at the community and the games, we just realized that the expansion of the games throughout the state, has diminished the value of being the primary host community. That and some other considerations really prevented us from endorsing the expenditure from the community of over $100,000 for just one event.
So what's going to happen next year?
Well, that's a great question. And what I'm very happy to explain to the listeners is that our intention is to continue to have the games in the Wausau area. I would like to do a little bit of clarification because one of the things that seems to be out there in the state and in the community is that the games have somehow been decentralized or moved away from the Wausau area. And we should look at what the actual facts are. There are 19 events that are being held this year with the games. Of those events, 15 are being held in the Wausau area. As I go down the list, figure skating, billiards, curling, alpine skiing, bowling, ski jumping, Nordic skiing, snowboarding, trail run, quadrathlon, snowshoe, the festival itself, the new rail jam that's going to be on Saturday the 6th, which has some exciting new news and national coverage.
We'll talk about that later.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So we've got all of these events, but we no longer have youth hockey in the Wausau area.
Yes, and that was a real challenging decision for us to make. One of the things that we do know absolutely certainly is that as a nonprofit organization focused on sports and healthy active lifestyles in Wisconsin, we have to keep our eye on the paying customer, and that is the individual athlete. And so it's actually a little bit of a product of the success of the games. Over the years, as the youth hockey event, which is a big event in the games, grew and grew, what happened was the facilities were just not fully available in one location to handle it. And you run into all sorts of scheduling issues trying to fit this many events into a few weeks.
But, all right, now youth hockey was a very big event, mm-hmm. correct? And it got bigger and bigger. Darren, isn't it true that youth hockey filled up those hotel rooms?
Well, youth hockey actually was a piece of, some of it was held in the Wausau area proper, but it was really spread throughout central Wisconsin. So it was in Stevens Point and Merrill and Antigal and Shawnee.
But even so, that's all within like a 45-minute mm-hmm. Drive of the Wausau area.
That's
so
right.
it had an incredible benefit to all the hotels and the restaurants and all of the local businesses in central Wisconsin, probably much more than any other activity.
It is a large event with the games.
So when you pull that out of the Wausau area, Perrin, that's going to really do a lot of damage to the revenue that local restaurants, local hotels, and the people in central Wisconsin who depended on that, they're counting on that.
Mm-hmm. So to compensate for some of that, what we did was we tried to move other events here. So, for example, men's hockey was in the Wausau area last weekend to start off the games. We couldn't schedule it on the main weekend and some of the other weekends that are near this time when the games are traditionally held. So we've tried to balance that trade-off. One of the things that's, again, very important is we have to keep our eye on the customer that we all have in mind, whether it's the Bureau, a business owner, and certainly our organization, and that is the athlete in Wisconsin. And what we heard from our athletes, those youth hockey athletes, was that they weren't feeling as though they were as much part of the games when they're spread out from Shawnee to Reedsburg. So what we needed to do was listen to them and ask ourselves, what can we do to give them a better experience? Now, that may mean that actually, and it is true that for this year, our youth hockey event is a little bit smaller, but we're hoping to provide them a great experience. Now, we may find after this year's games, as we do on-site observation evaluations, on-site interviews of spectators, athletes, and fans, et cetera, to gather economic impact data and experience data to find out what their experience was like, mm-hmm. and things, we may find that, you know what, maybe they would like something different. So what I'm most interested in doing, and our organization is most interested in doing, is continuing to focus on the athlete, continuing the rich tradition that we have in Wisconsin.
See, but Darren mm-hmm. and the Convention and Visitors Bureau has to focus on the economic vitality of central Wisconsin,
yes.
has to focus on the hotels that are paying the room tax, the restaurant owners, the retail businesses, and the ability of an event to bring tourists into the area. How critical was it that they pulled youth hockey out of Wausau and moved it to Milwaukee?
Well, it actually is just one of a number of factors.
I mean, how critical was it compared to the other ones? Because that's the one that people are talking about.
Yeah, I think it was probably about a third of the decision-making process, a quarter to a third of the decision-making process, because there's a number of factors that when we really started boiling down the numbers, we were taking a look at how this event has changed. I mean, this started off with like four core events. You know, hockey was one of them, downhill skiing, cross-country skiing, and figure skating. Those were the four of the big, big events. And just over the years, participation in those events have declined. And in response, a number of new events have been developed. So, mm-hmm. you know, we went from some, you know, four to five, six core events to, let's see, in 2009, there was 22 events. And about 13 of those events, which is about 60%, had 80 participants or less in each event. So
we have more events but fewer participants per event.
Per event.
But at the same time, our mission is to serve those athletes in Wisconsin. And so when you turn to those, for example, an event like speed skating or another event that had a smaller number, it's very difficult to say to that community of athletes, you're not important enough. And so we have to continue to live our mission and serve those folks as well.
Perrin, did your organization consult with Darren or the other Wausau area officials involved in the games before you decided to move youth hockey to Milwaukee?
I was not personally involved in those discussions, but I know that there were many discussions about what to do about youth hockey. You know,
with the people in the Wausau area, were you part of those discussions, Darren?
No. In that particular case, that was a decision that was made and then we were informed of. I mean, that was
Did it come as a shock to you when you heard it?
Well, it wasn't. We didn't have a choice in that. It was, we're going to do this, and in replace, we'll switch men's hockey from the Fond du Lac area, or it's also been in Milwaukee.
Glenn, I do think that it's important that we be really clear, and that there was consultation that was done. It is a matter of perspective in terms of how much consultation was done or the methodology in which that was done. What I'm hoping will come from this discussion, as well as continued discussions about the event, is a greater amount of collaboration, which was how this whole thing got started in the first place. You know, what we have here is an event that, again, is a real important aspect to the state, and I want to see it continue, and so do others.
Important aspect to Wausau for the mm-hmm. last, 22 years. We got to take a quick break because I'm way over time here, mm-hmm. But I wanted to delve into this and get it out on the table. We're talking about the Badger State Winter Games. We're going to be talking about specifics about the volunteers, the games that are scheduled, playing some news clips of feature stories we've done on the games in years past. But we are talking about the decision that Wausau will no longer be the host community, with Darren Schaefer of the Visitors Bureau and also Perrin Nicholas of the Wisconsin Sports Development Corporation. If you've got your 2 cents that you'd like to throw into the kitty here, you can give us a call at 261-6371 in the Wausau area, 261-6371 or 1-800-780-9742. This is Route 51 Regional Talk Radio.
Support for WPR comes from UMR, a United Healthcare company providing employee benefits administration, integrated health management, and pharmacy benefits administration for self-funded employers throughout the U.S. More about UMR at umr.com.
Author Michael Perry will read from his book, Co-op, A Year of Poultry, Pigs, and Parenting, at the Lucille Tax Center in Spencer on January 29th at 7. Afterward, his band, The Long Beds, will perform. Information at 659-4499.
Your business can reach an audience like no other in Wisconsin by supporting programming on Wisconsin Public Radio. For more information about business sponsorships, call Rick Ryer at 1-800-749-3906.
We're talking about the Badger State Winter Games, the decision to no longer fund Wausau as the host community for those games after this year. If you've got an opinion, if you're a volunteer, if the games mean something to you, if you've got questions, this is your radio show, 261-6371 or 1-800-780-9742. Perrin and Darren, I'm going to let each of you give me any probabilities that we might be able to find some substitute for the revenue that's been coming in the past, and that maybe there's a way to salvage Wausau and keep it as the host community after this year. Mm-hmm. Perrin, have you been in discussions, negotiations, anything of the kind?
Most definitely. When the Convention and Visitors Bureau made their very public announcement a few months ago, it was disappointing to us. But we've taken some of that time to really evaluate what our options might be. And we have landed on the decision that the best thing for the state of Wisconsin, the best thing for our organization in serving our mission, is to continue the games in the Wausau area. So that is our intention, our full intention.
Continue the games with Wausau as the host community or in
that
some other capacity?
That is true. It's a Wisconsin tradition in Wausau.
So how are you going to do that if you don't have the money coming into you from the Convention and Visitors Bureau anymore?
Well, there's a number of things that can be done. Originally, when the games got started, as I mentioned earlier, they had a 3-year game plan, and actually they were kind of put together in one. We now have the advantage of 22 years of experience and a year in front of us. And so the goal is to continue to work with the sponsor organizations that continue to be involved, those corporations that are involved.
And maybe find another way to raise the money?
Well, what's interesting about the funding mechanism is that it's stated as the Convention and Visitors Bureau could facilitate those funds. In lieu of the Convention and Visitors Bureau, it would be another organization, so we can work with others. For example, Wausau Area Events was an original organization that once assisted with that, so we can work with others.
But where's the hotel money coming from, the half-cent room tax, Darren? That's not going to go to this organization anymore, is it?
It actually continues to exist, and according to the documents that were produced and the resolutions that were produced over a decade ago, if it's not the Convention and Visitors Bureau and it's not another organization, it goes directly to support the games. It was set up that way because the leadership at
Darren,
the time
Darren,
thought
you're
it was
shaking
a good
your
thing
head,
to continue.
And I'm running out of time here, so you've got about 15 seconds to make your point, and then we're going to come back and...
The proposal that we created, the Convention Visitor Bureau proposed, was that fund to be used specifically for the Badger State Winter Games. If we were no longer the host community, those dollars would not be continued to be collected. We're in the process of creating a proposal to expand the use of those dollars beyond Badger State Games to attract other major tournaments and citywide events.
All right, we've got to leave it there, and we're going to pick up on this very point when we come back. Perrin Nicholas and Darren Schaefer. We're talking about the Badger State Winter Games. 261-6371, 1-800-780-9742. Back after this.
Support for WPR comes from the Milwaukee Public Museum, hosting the exhibit Dead Sea Scrolls and the Bible, Ancient Artifacts, Timeless Treasures, featuring real scrolls, New Testament papyri, and early Bibles that tell a story 2 millennia long. Info at mpm.edu.
We're back on Route 51, Regional Talk Radio on the Ideas Network. I'm Glenn Moberg. We're talking about the 22nd Annual Badger State Winter Games, continuing this weekend in Wausau, but the really big weekend, if you're in the Wausau area, is next weekend when they've got the torch lighting ceremony and other events downtown and a whole slew of activities happening in this area. Our guests are Darren Schaefer, the Executive Director of the Wausau Central Wisconsin Visitors Bureau. His organization decided to no longer sponsor the Badger State Games with Wausau as the host community after this year because of a number of concerns, because of declining revenue, because of decisions to move many of the games and other activities outside of the Wausau area, expanding the games to 3 weekends instead of just one, which diluted the overall impact. And we've also got with us Perrin Nicholas, who's the Director of Development for the Wisconsin Sports Development Corporation. That's the organization that manages the games. And where we left off the conversation before we broke for news was Perrin telling us that he hopes Wausau can continue as the host community in the years ahead, and there was a disagreement between the two of you gentlemen about what's going to happen with that hotel revenue that's being generated right now to be used for the Badger State games. And Darren, apparently if the money doesn't go to the Badger State games, you've got other ideas of what to do with that money to increase tourism and create other events in the Wausau area.
Well, we've been stewards of that money for 10 years now. And when we take a look at the investment the community makes into Badger State Winter Games, financially, volunteers, facilities, you know, there's a lot involved. And additional sponsorship dollars that the community invests above and beyond just our host right fee. So there is a major commitment by the community. But we have a responsibility fiduciarily to take a look at that return on that investment. And so that's why we think that money, the purpose of it is still valid, but we can do more with it, whether it includes Badger State games and other events.
Give me some idea of the other events you that might happen with that money.
Well, we've actually have a case example where we started a hockey tournament called the Midwest Freeze, which was an example of what can be done where a community itself, it's owned within the Wausau area, and that became a 36-team tournament that it brought in teams from the five states. We looked at other major sports events like a wrestling tournament, a 10-day softball tournament, bringing back the Harley Owner Group rally, which is over 4,000 people in the summer, spread it throughout the year.
So in other words, using that hotel revenue to fund a variety of things. But Perrin, you seem to think that hotel revenue has got to go to the Badger State games.
Well, I've seen the legal documents and have looked them over, so I have some good idea about it. And, you know, what's kind of interesting is that we could have a little bit of a more discussion or debate about how all this is intricacies and et cetera. What we do know for certain, and this is the Ideas Network, so we have to be talking about ideas and possibilities. What we do know for certain is that the games took off like a bandit and were very, very successful. Very quickly grew to be this great Wisconsin tradition, nationally recognized, that's been sustained. One way to look at participation, if it's at a certain level and isn't jumping and continuing to climb much, much higher, is that, you know, you could look at it glass half empty, or we could look at it glass half full and say we have a very consistent performer. The next question is, how do we, and that's going back to the collaboration that started the games, that's the collaboration that we really need to be re-energizing with Darren, other stakeholders, our organization, all again coming together to say, how can we sustain this and grow it?
I want you to comment on his statement that legally that money has to go to the Badger State games. Is this the first you've heard that, Darren?
Well, actually, without a contract through the Convention Visitor Bureau, that money would revert back to general funds. So that's why we're looking at an amendment to make sure that economic impact investment continues to provide a return rather than just see it reabsorbed and we lose the ability to bring tournaments.
Is it your belief that contractually that money does not go automatically to the Badger State games if you pull out as a sponsor?
Well, that's our agreement with the municipalities. That's correct. But, you know, really, Glenn, what I'd like to talk about or move on to is, you know, what Perrin was just talking about. You know, 10 years ago when we signed this agreement, we kind of took the event out of the hands of the community, and we kind of put it all on Wisconsin Sports Development Corporation. We really, you know, with the solution of the Medallion Club, which was very involved, you know, we kind of took the event out of the hands of the community to a degree, and I think that's had a bit of an impact over 10 years. So there's sometimes a little bit of a malaise within the community about the Badger State Winter Games because we were much more involved.
Is there a feeling that somehow the Sports Development Corporation has taken this event, which is Wisconsin's premier event that happened in Wausau, part of Wausau's heritage, part of our tradition, and then kind of taken it away from us and moved it all over the state, and you've basically taken our heritage away from us. I get that feeling.
that really kind of upsets me when I hear that, because again, when you look at where the events are held, 15 of the 19 sports on, and events on the schedule are in this area. And we know that when we think, when you mention the Badger State Games in this state, people name Wausau. Very similarly, that if, for example, the Vancouver Olympics, are all of the events held in Vancouver? No, certainly they are held where the best facilities are, et cetera. The fact that a few sports or events are held elsewhere because of athlete demand, challenges with schedules or facilities, it requires us to take a look at things. And what I think what it really requires before decisions are made is much more collaboration. And that's what I'm hoping we're able to move forward
with. Okay. And very quickly, you mentioned the hockey tournament, the Midwest hockey tournament that you started.
Yes.
Is that an indication to you that maybe we could, in central Wisconsin, have kept youth hockey here as an event and had the facilities to keep it? I mean, are the two events on a par, or...
Not really. I mean, the Badger State Games originally had many more divisions of hockey, so all levels. And the Midwest Freeze was a very specific division of hockey.
How do you respond to what parents said, which is that we just didn't have the facilities to house youth hockey all in one area, and that's why they had to move it to the Milwaukee area?
Well, I think if you take a look at the map of Milwaukee and the distance from one facility to another, there's a bit of a travel within the Milwaukee area when you count in traffic. That's not unlike traveling from, let's say, Antigo to Wausau.
What I want to do, gentlemen, is move on to promoting the games for this for this year. But what I just so that we can maybe put a bow on this part of the conversation here. I want to just reiterate that, Perrin, it is your intention to see Wausau continue as the host community in some way.
Most definitely. And I think it's important to remember that the Badger State Games are, although hockey is important, they are more than hockey. And we need to serve all of those athletes. And if through some collaboration something can be done to grow beyond the borders of the state, and we've investigated our options with the State Games of America, et cetera, boy, you get the right heads and energy and ideas around the table, and who knows where this could go.
And I agree with that. I think the funding model that we are looking at is in our opinion, broken. And we proposed a couple of different alternatives, and maybe now we're in a position to explore some of those together. We've always said we'd like to continue to host one or more events in the area. The funding mechanism would just be different.
So maybe if you could come up with a tweak to the funding mechanism or some other alternative, Wausau could even continue... not just hosting individual games, but be the host community?
Oh, most definitely. You know, it really, we got a great thing here in Wisconsin, and it has a great legacy, tradition, and it's known to be in this area, and there's every reason why we should continue to have that happen.
261-6371 or 1-800-780-9742. We're talking about the past, present, and future of the Badger State Games. Gentlemen, as you know, the Badger Games have survived and even thrived despite some very challenging weather situations. A couple of years ago, we had a situation where it was unseasonably warm, where the snow just wasn't a factor. And then I think that was 3 years ago, and then 2 years ago, we had brutal, brutal cold weather. Let's listen to a news story that I produced from the winter of 2007 at the Badger State Games at the Nine Mile Forest. At the Nine Mile Forest near Wausau, there was a party atmosphere as loudspeakers blared rock and roll music and cross-country skiers competed in 30 below wind chills. Badger State Games CEO Ron Vincent credited his volunteers with keeping the athletes safe and happy.
We're making sure we're getting people hydrated, and there's warming stations, and you know, we're being very careful of not exposing people out there very long. So I think the racers are fine. The people that are competing because they're generating a lot of body heat, but it's the volunteers that we really concern about.
Gene Lamphere of Wausau has been volunteering for the games for 13 years. The weather didn't faze him.
When you're big and fat and have all the clothes, you're fine. It's just fun to be out in the air and watch the skiers and watch all the good athletes.
The skiers looked cold as they crossed the finish line. Women with red cheeks, men with thick layers of ice hanging from their beards. None of them seem to mind.
Well, you just got to love skiing.
The passion to ski, to go out, have fun, get out on the trail, and have a wonderful time.
Keep moving. Then dress for it. Layer up.
Put on a lot of layers and put the warmest clothes you got on, and you'll stay warm.
Despite the brutally cold weather, 4,500 athletes competed in the Winter Games this past weekend. In Rib Mountain, I'm Glenn Moberg for Wisconsin Public Radio News.
Darren Schaefer and Perrin Nicholas, can you say enough about the volunteers and the athletes who turn out to compete even under those conditions?
I don't know that you could ever stop saying thank you and give enough appreciation to those folks. It's been a hallmark of the event from day one, and we'll see that continue again this year. We're fortunate enough to partner up again with the United Way locally, and so we're looking for a lot of those same volunteers out there again this year.
Yeah, there's such a strong connection to the winter sports community in this area. The volunteer base has been very loyal. Again, commissioners that have been in their events for up to 20 years. And it's what makes the Wausau area a great place to compete.
We're talking to Darren Schaefer and Perrin Nicholas about the future of the Badger State Games. If you'd like to join the conversation, 261-6371 or 1-800-780-9742. We'll be back to talk about this year's games right after this. And Perrin Nicholas and Darren Schaefer, let's talk about what's happening this year. We've got, tomorrow, but the following Friday, February 5th, torch lighting ceremony in downtown Wausau, and MTV is coming.
That's most certainly true, and I'll touch on that in just a – actually, I'll start out with that. In conjunction with our local organizing committee for planning the festivities, we were very conscious in choosing the location for this year's festivities and bringing it to the City Square area, downtown Wausau, for Friday, February 5th. And then our snowboard commissioner was also wanting to plan a rail jam, which is a little different. People sometimes think it's the big air contest, and it's not. It's a little bit different. It's kind of like the sidewalk surfers with the skateboards, but only on snow. And so those folks were planning a rail jam for the same space. So what was fortunate is that the Badger State Games were able to step in and provide the primary support for that in the form of largely the insurance to cover it. And now we have the rail jam happening as an extended version of the festivities on the 6th.
What is a rail jam?
Well, that's similar to you build a little ramp, you put up some small jumps, and you put up some rails, kind of like the railings that you may have in municipal buildings, et cetera, that no skateboarder would ever go off of. But you put some snow down, and you put some rails up, and people can do some tricks, et cetera.
Is that going to be happening in downtown Wausau?
That is. That is the rail jam that's on Saturday, February 6th.
It's on Saturday, February, and that's going to attract MTV?
It is. It's an extension of the festivities, and what happened was this. MTV Made is the program, and one of the Badger State Games snowboarders from Oconomowoc applied for that program to be made into a rail jam snowboarder, and she was selected, and they were looking for a venue. And so this is kind of kind of a feather in the cap of what we've got here. When they heard about this crazy thing called the Badger State Games that was held in Wisconsin, you think winter games, sometimes people think of only places where there are huge, huge mountains like out west.
Right.
No, we've got some great facilities here. So they thought, well, this Badger State Games thing is cool. When they heard about the plans for the rail jam on City Square, the laser show, the extended festivities, they said, this is the place to be. So we'll have some demonstrations of the rail jam. We'll have a little square off with the MTV Made. They'll be doing the taping out there, and then people will be able to join in and give it a try.
You know, we've had a lot of different places to hold those opening festivities. It used to be on the top of Rib Mountain where they had a huge bonfire and it was impossible to get up there and down again. Then it was in Marathon Park for a while. Then in Cronenwetter at Cedar Creek. Then it moved to the Pavilion and now downtown Wausau. So this one sounds like a really big event this Friday and this Saturday.
You know, actually, the festivities, I think, really moved in this direction very nicely over the past few years. A couple of years ago, when I actually started working with those festivities groups, I pulled together all of the stakeholders. We brought them all around the table, and the goal was to come to the table with not just your own needs or expectations in mind, but everybody else's as well. Because in doing so, what you have is a true collaboration, and everybody's looking out for everybody else. And what's been able to happen over the course of the last couple of years, we've been able to work together and put on a great festivities like this.
And if we can look at the lineup of things that are happening in central Wisconsin. You've got snowmobile racing. In fact, you've got some of that happening this Sunday at Man-Made Lake in the Wausau area. But the following weekend, there'll be figure skating, alpine skiing, freestyle skiing, Nordic skiing, ski jumping in Iola, snowboarding, snowshoe racing, indoor archery, curling, bowling, and billiards. A lot of stuff happening.
Mm-hmm. It sure is, and, you know, that's all free for spectators to come out and watch the competitors. And, you know, we encourage residents and to come out and, you know, participate in the torch lighting ceremony on Friday as part of the Winter Festival. You know, there is the laser light show, free skating.
Popcorn, hot spots, and local businesses. And it's not too late to register for the games. If somebody still wanted to, they could.
And how do they do that?
Well, they simply go to the Badger State Games website, www.badgerstategames.org. Click on winter. Actually, the sports all show up there on the left. Click on the sport of your choice. The 2nd of February, a number of deadlines for registration happen, but many of the events and sports do take on-site registration as well.
BadgerStateGames.org, is that correct? Let's. I want to play another clip, another news story I did on the Badger State Games from last winter. We went out to the ski jumping in Iola and talked to a fearless young man and his family. It gives you an idea of how these games bring out families and how important they are to the local communities where they take place.
A crowd of family and friends looks up with anticipation as 11-year-old Dakota Dieter of Scandinavia perches on top of the Iola ski jump.
From Iola, his last ride was 14 meters. Let's hear it for Dakota Dieter.
The 11-year-old flies down the hill, becomes airborne, lands on both skis, then belly flops and slides to a halt. His parents, Dan and Sean, run to his side as he gets up and shakes off the snow.
Very proud. He's pushing himself pretty hard.
You know, he's really focused and he really wants to do it, and he's good at it.
How focused and how fearless is young Dakota Dieter?
I mean, at first when I started, I was a little scared, but it's like once I put on my skis and I'm flying down that track, it's like nothing else matters. I run on adrenaline and nothing else.
What's your ambition, Dakota?
Go to the Olympics and jump the biggest jump there is.
You could say Dakota is getting a jump start at Wisconsin's own Winter Olympics, the Badger State Games. Over 1,000 people come to tiny Iola each year for the ski jumping and for the community's winter carnival with its traditional Norwegian dinner.
They enjoy it. They put this show on every year. It just seems to get bigger every year.
So Dan, because you're from Scandinavia, does that mean you have to eat lutefisk too?
Well, I kind of hope not because I've never tried it.
Dakota, what about you?
I really want to try it.
No fear.
He's got no fear.
Flying off the Iola ski jump at the age of 11 is one thing, but eating lutefisk, now that's the true measure of courage. In Iola, I'm Glenn Moberg for Wisconsin Public Radio News. The true measure of courage.
That is a great story. It's fun to hear all. There are so many stories that are connected with the Badger State Winter Games. And I'd actually like to expand on this ski jumping story a little bit. One of our honorary torchbearers around the square at the festival is a 15-year-old, Jesse Taylor. And what's interesting about her is that she's been competing in ski jumping for 10 years in the Badger State Winter Games. She's 15. And she just qualified for the Junior Olympics. What adds to the interest is that the International Olympics does not allow women ski jumpers. And you kind of wonder, what the heck? We're in 2010 and the Olympics aren't allowing women to compete.
Really?
Here in Wisconsin, for 22 years, it's always been a co-ed event. So we're very proud of that we're quite progressive here in Wisconsin, that we have some great ski jumpers, and Jesse is one of those.
A lot happening the weekend after next, Darren.
There sure is. And, you know, I think that's just hearing that story, it's, you know, what the great aspect of sports competitions. You know, people are out to be able to do their best, and it's a great feeling to be able to compete and excel and set your personal best.
And these games mean so much to the families that participate, the volunteers that participate, and, you know, the communities that host them, whether it's Wausau, whether it's tiny Iola. You know, it's something else.
It really is. It's a rich tradition in Wisconsin. It's a rich tradition in the Wausau area. And that's our goal, is to sustain that and grow it in the future, because there are some great opportunities for us to do just that.
Realistically, what Do you think the chances are that Wausau will continue to be the host community for these games?
I'm quite positive. That is our intention. We've stated that from the get-go, and I've affirmed it here today. And the pieces and parts that we've put in place and have begun to assemble with some of the original founders and co-chairs from the games coming on back and helping us with our cauldron lighting on the 5th, and new blood and new energy from new volunteers and contributors, and through continued discussions with our organization and the Convention and Visitors Bureau and the various communities, we can not only keep it in the Wausau area, but grow the event as well.
What do you think, Darren?
Well, I think it's great news. It's always been a great event, and it really we've said that Wausau Central Wisconsin is the best place to play in the snow in the state, and the Winter Games has allowed us really to show that off every year. So it seems the perfect place to keep the Winter Games.
And we'll at least have some events here next year, and perhaps much more than that.
There's a great number of them here this year, and they'll be back next.
All right. We want to thank both of you for just sharing your thoughts and being as candid as you've been during this past hour. Darren Schaefer of the Wausau Central Wisconsin Visitors Bureau. Perrin Nicholas, Director of Development for the Wisconsin Sports Development Corporation. A reminder, the games continue this weekend with indoor archery in Rib Mountain, snowmobile racing at Man-Made Lake in Wausau, indoor soccer in Oshkosh, and youth hockey in Tomahawk and the Milwaukee area. Remember, next Friday, February 5th, the torch lighting ceremony and winter festival takes place in downtown Wausau with that incredible MTV-sponsored event on Saturday. A full slate of winter activities at Granite Peak, Marathon Park, Weston, Merrill, Iola, and the greater Wausau area all on tap. And if you want more information or you want to volunteer, check out the website badgerstategames.org. I'm Glenn Moberg of Wisconsin Public Radio. Thanks to our executive producer, Rick Ryer, our on-air producers, Jane Ritger and Mary Baldwin, our online producer, Scott Clark. Thanks, as always, to John Altenberg for the Route 51 theme. A reminder, you can follow our adventures on Route 51 on both Facebook and Twitter. Next Thursday, Route 51 spends an hour with wildlife photographer, naturalist, and filmmaker Gerald Foyer of Auburndale, the owner of Wild Journey Films. Thanks for riding along with us today. Until next week, we're heading out of town.